Okay, we're going to try to help you with your junk food addiction now. Dr. Asha Gooman of Cardiogenics is in for Dr. Mitch Shulman. Good morning, Dr. Gooman.
Good morning, Andrew.
So when we talk about an addiction to junk food, is it really an addiction? Is it a habit? Is it a desire? How would you qualify this?
I think it's a bit of all of those things, Andrew. So this was a fun survey out of the University of Michigan. And Andrew, I've said before, it's amazing that there's a journal for everything.
Yeah.
So this is published in the journal Appetite.
Mm.
And the researchers, they wanted to see what happens when people stop eating highly processed foods. So desserts, French fries, pizza, etc. Is it the same as when you stop smoking, stop alcohol, stop doing drugs? And yes, indeed, their study suggests that coming off these highly processed foods, the withdrawal is similar to coming off drugs. So the sadness, irritability, tiredness, cravings, it peaked in the first 2 to 5 days after stopping and decreased after, similar to drug withdrawal. So they concluded that junk food withdrawal is the same as cocaine withdrawal.
So what else should we consider when doing this?
Well, there's a lot of things. Like, usually when we're trying to approach this, we want to see what's at the root of the junk food addiction, let's say. Most of the time I take a psychological approach. Is it related to emotions?
Right.
What emotion is there? And we see this kind of tolerance and withdrawal. That is, when you take some ice cream, it gives you this dopamine blast in the brain,
yeah,
much more than when you take have a broccoli, for example. So with time, the brain develops tolerance to that. You need more and more ice cream. And when you stop it, like with almost anything you can imagine, coffee, ice cream, Tylenol, the body has this classic withdrawal effect.
So how do you break the addiction or the withdrawal, the cycle?
That's the million-dollar question, Andrew. It's not easy. I often think there's more of a psychological approach. There's some practical things. If you're eating well 6 days of the week, then maybe one day of the week you allow yourself to cheat. There was a study last year that said for people that like to snack after every meal, brush with cold toothpaste. So put your toothpaste in the fridge, brush with it after every meal, and their levels of snacking went down, way down. So it's a little trick you could try, but mostly it's a psychological approach.
Cold toothpaste. sounds delicious. Thanks, Dr. Gooman.
Thank you, Andrew.
That's Dr. Asha Gooman from Cardiogenics and for Dr. Mitch this week.